Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 9th, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
The child's broken language and movements were very pleasing to Ajamil, who was very attracted to the child. He always took care of the child and enjoyed his activities.
Attached to the child.
Very much attached to the child.
Shabadha Ridayastasmin Arvake Kalavasini Nirikshamanastan Leelam Mumude Jaratu Bhisham. So, this is called material attachment. He is very much attached to the child, but he does not know this will break. This attachment will not endure. When the child is grown up, neither the father will have so much attachment, neither the child. This is called material world. But the same attachment is there in the spiritual world. Just like Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, he is attached to Krishna. They are also enjoying the same thing. But that enjoyment is never broken. That is defined. This attachment between father and son or mother and son in this material world, it will not stay. It will break. Today or tomorrow, that is me. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, janmārdasya-yatā, where from this attachment has come, unless originally it is there in the spiritual world. Originally, the same attachment. Just like we have got attachment for our country, nation, then attachment between the servant and the master, attachment between friend and friend, attachment between father and son or mother and son, an attachment between husband and wife, or the beloved and the lover. These five kinds of attachment are there in this material world. Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhu. So, the same attachment is there between Krishna and devotee. Either in the Shanta, some devotees have become their land, water, tree, flower, they are attached to Krishna. Some devotees, they have become servants, they are attached to Krishna. And some devotees, they have become cowherd boy, friendly. They are attached to Krishna. And some devotees have become Krishna's father, mother, uncle, elderly. They are attached to Krishna. And some devotees, they have become gopis, young girls, and love Krishna, dance with him, rasa dance. So in this way, Vrindavan means this attachment to Krishna. Central point is Krishna. But the varieties of attachment, they are the same. The only difference is that this attachment centering around Krishna is never broken. If you love Krishna as your child, just like Ajami is loving his youngest child so much. Similarly, if you love Krishna, then it will continue eternally. You will enjoy. It is enjoyment. Ananda. The father is seeing that the small child is trying to walk and trying to talk with the father in broken language, and he is observing very minutely and he is enjoying. So you can have the idea of enjoyment. Not idea, everyone has got practical experience. So if enjoyment continues perpetually, just imagine what is it like. And you are enjoying, but if it is broken halfway, then it is very painful. So if you want this permanent enjoyment, eternal, we are all eternal. We want everything eternally existing. If you want that, then you place your love in Krishna. This is the difference. Krishna consciousness means if you practice here, following the inhabitants of Vrindavan, either as gopi or as cowherd boy or as flowers, trees, water, Vrindavan is not vacant. It is full of varieties. Without variety, there is no enjoyment. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So, the Mayavadi philosophers, Nidvishesha, Sunyavadi, there are philosophers, they are trying to negate these varieties. They are disgusted with the varieties. Everyone is disgusted. The same child, when he grows up, he becomes disobedient to the father and breaks, he goes away. The father is broken-hearted. Oh, I love this child. And he becomes so unfaithful. He has done so much harm and he has gone away. Broken. That you will have to experience in the material world. So, the Sunyavadi and the Nirvisheshavadi, they want to make these varieties of enjoyment zero. That is called Nirvana philosophy, Buddha philosophy. That these varieties of enjoyment is followed by painful condition. So, you should make this variety zero. Just like sometimes one commits suicide. When these varieties become intolerable, social condition, unbearable, then he commits suicide. So this Sunyavadi Mayavadi means it is spiritual suicide. Because they have no information of the spiritual varieties. Anadita jasma gangraya. They do not know that these varieties of enjoyment can be executed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that will endure eternally, and we shall enjoy eternally. That they cannot understand. That is the difference between Vaishnava and others. They being disgusted, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. Shankar's philosophy, impersonalism. So take to Brahma the so-called varieties of enjoyment in this material world is mitha, false. So take to Brahma, merge into the Brahma and remain there perpetually. Don't seek after these varieties of enjoyment. But the thing is that we are living entities and Krishna is also the supreme living entity, and both of us, after enjoyment, because the same quality, we are qualitatively one. As Krishna dances with the gopis, we also try to dance in the ball dance. The same imitation. But the ball dance does not endure. We become frustrated. Because it is only shadow. The reality is there. The shadow, suppose you love a boy or girl, if it is a shadow, it does not give you actual pleasure. Just like in the, in your country, in the tailor shop, there are so many beautiful women and beautiful men also dressed. But nobody is attracted there, because you know it is shadow. It is shadow. There is a very nice, beautiful girl in the window, and you pass on, you are not attracted, you don't see him, because you know it is false. It is not reality. Again, suppose you love one girl, very nice, beautiful, and when she is dead, you are no more attached, because you know it is sad. Why you are not attached to the same lover or beloved who is dead now? Here is your lover, here is your beloved, why don't you? No, she is gone, or he is gone. Oh, where he is gone? He is lying there. So, when we are attached to this shadow, that is called ignorance, illusion. This is illusion. So here in the material world, we are all engaged in shadow attachment. Therefore, this is called illusion. Mayamohita. Devidhi sadhanoi. So this is going on, life after life. We are after sad. Tiru bari nityam, mridana jatha vinimayo. They, just like in the desert, you'll find exactly a vast water pool, and the animal runs after the, it is called phantasmagoria, no? Mirage, yes. Yeah. So, running after it, the shadow is also going ahead, and the animal is also running. So there is no water. He becomes more and more exhausted, then he dies. This is the example. So here, in this material world, we are running after the shadow, enjoyment, and running, 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 somebody is exhausted and dies, the kurmis, they have no knowledge, they have been described as mudhas, they are running after shadow, that's all. And the jnanis, they understand that this is shadow, mitha. So, shadow means there is reality also. Shadow means without reality, how there can be shadow? So, they are searching after the reality. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha. They understand this is shadow. Find out where is water. So, the jnanis are also in the darkness because they do not know where is water. They simply know that because it is shadow, therefore there must be somehow the reality. This is jnani or yogi. And bhakta, they know where is real water. This is the difference. The kurmis are like animals. They are after shadow water, running, exhausted and finished. That is kurmi. And jnani, they understand that this is shadow, but there is reality. But they do not know where is that reality. But a devotee knows that this is shadow, but it is shadow of the reality, and they know where is the reality. That is, this is the difference. So, the kingdom of God is not devoid of varieties. There are the real varieties. Therefore, ordinary man cannot understand what is Krishna. They do not understand, because they have been described in the Shastra as Abhishuddha Vridhaya. They are core of heart is not yet cleansed. Abhishuddha Vridhaya. Arichya Kritchena Param Padam Tata Patanti Adha. It is said in the Shastra, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Janneru Vindapa Vimukta Manima. These jnanis, they are thinking that now we have become liberated because we have learned to distinguish between the shadow and real. So, but they cannot enjoy reality because they are sunnabadi, nidvishesha. They cannot believe that here there is ball dance and there is Krishna dancing with the gopi. It is the same thing. Then how it is reality? This is their misfortune. They cannot judge. Unless in Krishna there is ball dance, how this ball dance can be shadow? The variety is there. But unless there is reality, how the shadow? We are after shadow. Shadow is not reality. But there must be reality. And if in the shadow there are so many varieties, so why not reality also full of varieties? The core fund of knowledge of the Mayavadi, they cannot understand. Unless in the shadow there are so much varieties, unless there is reality, and in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Anandamaya Vyasa, the living entities and the Supreme Being, they are full of enjoyment. Why we are seeking enjoyment? Here in this material, everyone is seeking after enjoyment. But they are seeking after false enjoyment. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to give them idea of real enjoyment. So real enjoyment means that when you are uncontaminated with this material body, spiritual enjoyment. Now we are trying to enjoy with this body. The body is senses. Indriyani pararabha. Bodily enjoyment is sense enjoyment. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha param manah manasastu paro buddhi. In this way, we have to understand that this body is false. Therefore, the bodily enjoyment is also false. That they cannot understand. This is their misfortune. Therefore, one who does not understand in the beginning of spiritual life that I am not this body, I am different from body, then his spiritual life begins. Otherwise, cats and dogs and everyone is engaged with this bodily enjoyment. So long we shall be captivated by this bodily enjoyment, we are in the groups of animals, that's all. Yashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhikkalatradisu bhauma idyadhi jatitha buddhi salilena karhisi janesu avigne kaeva gopa. Anyway, the whole world is going on in a way which is animal civilization. So if you want to be happy, you have come to the spiritual platform, reality. That is wanted. Thorough overhaul. They should know perfectly well that we are after false enjoyment. We have to come to the platform of real enjoyment. Somebody is mistaking the real enjoyment. There cannot be any varieties. If there are varieties, then you know, what is the difference between this and that? So, the varieties are different in quality. This is material quality and that is spiritual quality. They have no distinction between matter and spirit. They cannot understand. This is exactly like cats and dogs. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is not stop your enjoyment, but to bring you in the platform where you can enjoy eternal. That is Krishna consciousness. So if you want false enjoyment, then you remain in this material world, in the darkness. But the Vedas say, tamasi maam jyotirgamam. Don't keep yourself foolishly in darkness. Come to the light. So, in order to come to the light, you have to follow certain restrictions, just like you are diseased. And if you want to come to be healthy again, then you have to follow some restriction, some injunction. A doctor says, you don't eat this, you don't do this, you don't do this. That is the way of going to the healthy condition of life. Tapo dibbanga jena shuddhita satya. So, a person, intelligent person, if he knows that by observing certain rules and regulations prescribed by the physician, if I can become again healthy, so why not do this? This is intelligence. And if you fall victims of this material enjoyment without any idea of spiritual life, then you remain cats and dogs. That's all. But we must always know that the enjoyment, as Ajami, is enjoyment, the movements of the child. And the similar enjoyment is there in the spiritual world. Krishna is the child. Krishna never dies, and the father never dies, the mother never dies. Eternally, there is enjoyment. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikkhala kāpritesu suravi ravipalantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevama govindam adhikrisam kamam bhaja. So we have to understand where is that spiritual world. That is, you have, those who are reading Bhagavad Gita, you find paratasmastu bhava anya. There is another world. Bhava means nature. Paratasmastu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. The living entity is described as sanatana. Pamai vāṁsa jīva bhūta jīva lūki sanātana. Sanātana means eternal. And there is another nature which is also described, sanātana. So, when a living entity is constitutionally sanātana, if he wants to go back to that sanātana nature, that is called sanātana dharma. It is called, you have heard the name, Sanatana. Sanatana Dharma means when the Sanatana Jeev, living entity, tries go to back home. That is our real home. Here it is not home. We have taken America as home. How long it is your home, sir? Say 50 years, 100 years, that's all. Not this kind of. That home is eternal. That is called, therefore, sanātana. Bhaktya bhaktya sanātana. Just means sarveshu nasya. It means when in the material world everything will be dissolved, annihilated. That it is said that the other nature we have tried to describe in our easy journey to other planet, anti-material, material and anti-material. So that world, the spiritual world, there is, if you go beyond this covering of the sky, you cannot touch in the ultimate covering, Brahmaloka. We can see there is a covering around this horizon. That is covering. This covering is covered by same layers. Same earth, water, fire is there. One layer is 10 times bigger than the other layer. If you can penetrate and go through, then there is the other world, spiritual world. So this is the position. We should be clever enough to understand the constitution of this material world, this material body, and the spirit soul. How the spirit soul can be liberated, how the spirit soul can go to the spiritual world and live there eternally. Everything is very nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mame iti kaunte. Everyone can go, but jajinopi janti mam. So our endeavor should be, instead of being attached to this false enjoyment, like cats and dogs, like the animal is running after the false water. The human life is meant for understanding that the animal is running after false water. Why I shall go there? I am not animal. That is human life. If one, like the cats and dogs and deer animal, runs after the false water and it dies, struggles for existence, survival of the fittest, they say, nobody will survive. There is no question. If you take the word in a real sense, the survival of the fittest, one who has understood that he is not this body, he is spirit soul, he is fit to survive. Otherwise, bhutta bhutta paliyate, you run after this false thing and this body will be finished and again you will have to accept another body and again you will run after bhutta bhutta paliyate. This is going on. After false thing. Therefore the Shastra says that this human form of life is not meant for running after this false thing. They must understand what is reality and how to attain that reality. Exactly in the same way. Intelligent man knows that this is my disease condition. How to get out, achieve that healthy condition? Because I am eternal. Nahannati hannamani sarire. So it is possible, even by Ajamil, that is the story we are now trying to understand. Simply, we have to accept the association of realized soul. Then it is possible. There is no hopelessness. Anyone can attain the spiritual perfection. Tatang prasangadmo vi prasang vigandhu. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaun. Lavamatra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi ho. So our aim of life should be how to associate, how to keep association with devotee. Then everything will be possible. And as soon as we give up the association and we associate with Maya, then our life is finished. Always remember this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquired by devotee, what is the business of a devotee? How he will make progress without any difficulty? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in two lines that asasanga tagi Vaishnava. The Vaishnava should always avoid asat materialistic person. All is ever the association, asat-sangha. But the matter is asat, not permanent. So those who are attached to the material world, they are called asat. Satam-prasangha, one should associate with sat, means those who are in spiritual advancement, they are called sat. And those who are interested in material advancement, they are called asat. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, don't associate with person who are trying to be advanced in material. asasanga tyagi Vaishnava. And how we can understand this person is, material is, that is the next line. Asat astrishan. Those who are too much attached in sex, they are asat, materially. And Krishna, those who are not devotee of Krishna. That's all. If we can find out these two persons, then we understand who is asat and who is sat. And sat just the opposite. Sat means he is no more interested in material enjoyment. That is sat. And those who are interested in material enjoyment, they are asat. So if we keep our association with persons who are materially interested, then we cannot make progress. If we keep our company always with persons who are spiritually interested, then we make progress. Thank you very much.